It's a bright, blustery day in Springfield when a small black drone rises up off the ground to hover before me. Its design is simple. It's sleek, square, and almost frisbee flat. This unmanned aerial vehicle, or UAV, has multiple cameras with facial recognition capabilities.
This is called a SkyDIO, is what it's called, and it's it can lock onto our faces. It can distinguish the difference between you and me, and if I walk over to a certain area, I'll kind of demonstrate how this thing works.
David Gallagher is the chief of staff at the Ohio-Indiana Unmanned Aerial Systems Center and Test Complex in Springfield. Today, he's demonstrating some of the latest advances in drone technology. As Gallagher moves around the parking lot, this drone pivots and follows him, adjusting its position between surrounding objects.
It's got 20 sensors on it that kind of monitor where it's at, so it'll pick up the ground, it'll pick up light poles, it'll pick up the flagpole, pick up the side of the building.
Gallagher says the SkyDIO uses its onboard cameras and other sensors to navigate, so it can make quicker decisions than other models, which rely solely on GPS navigation. And he's operating the drone from his cell phone.
Really easy control. It's simple to do. Anyone can take it out of the box, download the app, and start flying immediately.
Drones like this are already available commercially and can cost several thousand dollars. They are backed by some pretty slick marketing campaigns that feature athletes and adventurers documenting their conquest with the aid of their companion drones. The UAS Test Complex in Springfield was created in 2013 when Ohio Governor John Kasich and then Indiana Governor Mike Pence agreed to a regional collaboration aimed at developing drone technologies. A smart decision, with the drone industry expected to grow to $17 billion over the next 6 years. Gallagher says more and more government agencies around the country are using drones for building and bridge inspections, road mapping, traffic analysis, even search and rescue missions. He says drones will take some jobs traditionally done by humans.
People are going to use it for package delivery, and paramedics want to be using it for defibrillators and bringing emergency objects to people in need. It's really advancing at a rapid rate.
Yet all this technology is expected to create more than 100,000 jobs across the country over the next decade. Jobs in drone research, manufacturing, and operations, and they'll require special training. Numbers show demand for this training is growing in the Miami Valley.
Andrew.
At Sinclair Community College, Dr. Andrew Shepard says he's seeing double-digit growth every year in Sinclair's UAS credit and certificate program.
This is a lot of excitement. The industry continues to grow. A lot of students have moved on into positions now. Several have started their own startup companies, and it's a great time to get into the business.
Drone technology is developing fast. Shepard says it's outpacing the federal and state regulations experts say are needed to allow the industry to move forward safely. The Federal Aviation Administration recently released regulations governing commercial drones, but more regulations are needed.
And so sometimes you're kind of doing informed guessing of where you think that'll be heading and how long it'll take to get there. And so far we've done pretty good.
And it's likely there's more guesswork ahead. As drone technology expands and more governments, businesses, and consumers take to the skies, so does the potential for accidents.
I was in the driveway talking with my fiance and my mom, and lo and behold, a drone dropped out of the sky.
Beaver Creek resident R.J. McKay experienced a close call with a drone in 2016.
All of a sudden, there was this big ruckus kind of in the top of a 40-foot pine tree, and we thought it was a couple squirrels fighting, realized it was a drone.
How close were you to it when it came down?
We were actually only about 30 feet. So when you look at the statistical odds of things dropping out of the sky and near misses, I would call 30 feet a near miss.
Thank you for calling the FAA Drone Support Center. If you are calling to report an unsafe or unauthorized drone operation, please hang up and contact your local law enforcement.
Dozens more domestic drone accidents have been recorded in the last few years. The FAA says they were caught off guard by the fast-paced technology and growing availability of drones, but in the last few years, they have more firmly established regulations and protocols. And as recently as January, Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine said the state would offer police officers advanced courses on investigating complaints. They also issued guidelines for law enforcement's use of UAS to investigate crime scenes, traffic accidents, missing persons, SWAT operations, and active shooter incidents. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.